Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to day number 47. Day 47. It takes a minute for you guys to even see this. So only people on the replay, I think, even see the beginning. But it's all right. We're on day number 47 of our Bible in 90 days. Let's see. Is the check going to load? We'll see. I cannot believe we're on day 47. This is going to be crazy that we're almost at 50. And before we know it, we will be done. So kind of sad, bittersweet. But hey, listen, we're barely halfway done. What are we talking about the end for? We still got a long way to go. We're on one of my favorite books in the Bible. That's the book of Proverbs. There is so much wisdom. You can probably stop on every single proverb and talk about it, which I won't do because it'll take way too long. But I highly encourage you guys to go study this. When I'm done reading today, study the book of Proverbs for yourself because it is incredibly powerful. There's so much revelation in it. All right, here we go. We are getting started. Let me make sure all my stuff is turned on. Where's the Bible at there? That might help to have the Bible up and open. That's on screen. All right. Welcome, everybody. My voice is still hoarse from Sunday. I preached twice, and it's just taking time to come back. So my voice cracks. Sounds like I'm barely going through puberty. It's just because my voice is still recovering from this last weekend in Georgia. It was amazing. Thank you, everyone that went. You sound normal low. Oh, normal now. They said normal low. I'm like, my voice, my volume loud today. Sound normal? Okay, good. Yeah, if I raise it, it just cracks, but it'll be good. Thank you, everyone, for still being here. You know, people are slowly drop off, but we got new people coming. So I know it's a big commitment, guys. It's a long time. Some people are like 5 days behind, 7 days behind. I know it's hard to catch up. Don't feel condemned. If you're behind, just jump in where we are. You don't have to be condemned about it. All right, here we go. Let's start reading because it's already been 2 minutes and I'm still talking. Proverbs chapter 7. Here we go. Followed my advice, and this is written by Solomon. Follow my advice, my son. Always treasure my commands. Obey my commands and live. Guard my instructions as you guard your own eyes. Tie them on your fingers as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Love wisdom like a sister. Make insight a beloved member of your family. Let them protect you from an affair with an immoral woman, from listening to the flattery of a promiscuous woman. While I was at the window of my house, looking through the curtain, I saw some naive young men, and one in particular who lacked common sense. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman, strolling down the path by her house. It was twilight in the evening as darkness fell. The woman approached him, seductively dressed and sly of heart. She was brash, rebellious type, never content to stay at home. She's often in the streets and markets, soliciting at every corner. She threw her arms around him and kissed him, and with a brazen look she said, "I've just made my peace offerings and fulfilled my vows. You're the one I was looking for. I came to find you, and here you are. My bed is spread with beautiful blankets, with colored sheets of Egyptian linen. I perfume my bed with myrrh, alloys, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink our fill of love until the morning. Let's enjoy each other's caresses." All right, this is not a good lady here. "My husband is not home. He's away on a long trip. He's taken a wallet full of money with him and won't return until later this month." So she seduced him with her pretty speech and enticed him with her flattery. He followed her at once, like an ox going to slaughter. Think about this, guys. He was like a stag caught in a trap, awaiting the arrow that would pierce its heart. He was a bird flying into a snare, little knowing it would cost him his life. "So listen to me, my sons, and pay attention to my words. Don't let your heart stray away toward her. Don't wander down her wayward path, for she has been the ruin of many. Many men have been her victims. Her house is the road to the grave. Her bedroom is the den of death." Now, this is not just talking about the woman that enticed this guy, seduced this guy, and the adulterous woman. This is lust in general. This is talking about that image of lust, that model of lust in general, pornography and lust. I mean, there's a bunch of ways we can say it. The lust house is a road to the grave. Her bedroom is a den of death. So escape from it. Chapter 8. "Listen as wisdom calls out. Hear as understanding raises her voice. On the hilltop along the road, she takes her stand at the crossroads. By the gates at the entrance to the town, on the road leading in, she cries aloud. I call to you, to all of you. I raise my voice to all people. You simple people, use good judgment. You simple people. You foolish people, show some understanding. Listen to me, for I have important things to tell you. Everything I say is right, for I speak the truth and detest every kind of deception. My advice is wholesome. There's nothing devious or crooked in it. My words are plain to anyone with understanding, clear to those with knowledge. Choose my instruction rather than silver and knowledge rather than pure gold. For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with it. I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Common sense and success belong to me. Insight and strength are mine. Because of me, kings reign and rulers make just decrees. Rulers lead with my help and nobles make righteous judgments. I love all who love me. Those who search will surely find me. I have riches and honor as well as enduring wealth and justice. My gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wages better than sterling silver. I walk in righteousness and paths of justice. Those who love me inherit wealth. I will fill their treasuries. The Lord formed me from the beginning before he created anything else. I was appointed in ages past at the very first before the earth began. I was born before the oceans were created, before the springs bubbled up forth their waters, before the mountains were formed, before the hills I was born, before he made the earth and fields and the first handfuls of soil. I was there when he established the heavens, when he drew the horizon on the oceans. I was there when he set the clouds above, when he established springs deep in the earth. I was there when he set the limits of the sea, and they would not spread beyond their boundaries. And when he marked off the earth's foundations, I was the architect at his side. I was his constant delight, rejoicing always in his presence. And how happy I was when he created the world, how I rejoiced with the human family. And so, my children, listen to me. For all who follow my ways are joyful. Listen to my instructions and be wise. Don't ignore it. Joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at the gates, waiting for me outside my home. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. For those who miss me injure themselves. All who hate me love death. So poetic. Chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has carved its seven columns. She has prepared a great banquet, mixed with wines, and set the table. She has set her servants to invite everyone to come. She calls out from the heights overlooking the city. Come in with me, she urges the simple. To those who lack judgment, she says, come eat my food and drink the wine I've mixed. Leave your simple ways behind and begin to live. Learn to use good judgment. Anyone who rebukes a mocker will get an insult in return. Anyone who corrects a wicked will get hurt. So don't bother correcting mockers. They'll only hate you. But correct the wise, for they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be even wiser. Teach the righteous, and they'll learn even more. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. If you become wise, you'll be the one to benefit. If you scorn wisdom, you'll be the one to suffer. Oh, that's a good word. Preach. Proverbs a day keeps the devil away. Come on now. The woman named Folly is brash. She's ignorant and doesn't know. She sits in her doorway on the heights overlooking the city. She calls out to men going by who are minding their own business. Come in with me, she urges the simple. To those who lack good judgment, she says, stolen water is refreshing. Food eaten in secret tastes better. But little do they know the dead are there. Her guests are in the depths of the grave. All right, chapter 10, the Proverbs of Solomon. Now these are going to be a bunch of good one-liners. All right, that's what they are. A wise child brings joy to a father. A foolish child brings grief to a mother. Tainted wealth has no everlasting value, but right living can save your life. You could probably preach a sermon on most of these. The Lord will not let the godly go hungry, but he refuses to satisfy the craving of the wicked. Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. I thought we weren't supposed to get rich, brother. Well, hard workers get rich. That's what the Bible says. A wise youth harvests in the summer, but the one who sleeps during harvest is a disgrace. So this is obviously talking about laziness. The godly are showered with blessings. The words of the wicked conceal violent intentions. We have happy memories of the godly, but the name of a wicked person rots away. Oh, I could highlight all of these. They're too good. The wise are glad to be instructed, but babbling fools fall flat on their faces. People with integrity walk safely, but those who walk crooked paths will be exposed. That's happening right now to a lot of pastors. You don't have to stress about being exposed if you walk safely. I mean, if you walk with integrity. All right, I can't highlight every single one of these. People who wink at wrong cause trouble, but a bold reproof promotes peace. The words of the godly are life-giving fountain. The words of the wicked conceal violent intentions. Hatred stirs up quarrels, but love makes up for all offenses. Wise words come from the lips of people with understanding, but those lacking sense will be beaten with a rod. Wise people treasure knowledge, but the babbling of a fool invites disaster. The wealth of the rich is their fortress. The poverty of the poor is their destruction. The earnings of the godly enhances their lives, but evil people squander their money on sin. People who accept discipline are on the pathway to life, but those who ignore correction will go astray. Oh, that's a good word. Hiding hatred makes you a liar, and slandering others makes you a fool. Too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. All right, I receive it, Lord. I receive your correction. Too much talk leads to sin. All right, I got you. The words of the godly are like sterling silver. The heart of a fool is worthless. The words of the godly encourage many, but fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense. The blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Doing wrong is fun for a fool, but living wise brings pleasure to the sensible. The fears of the wicked will be fulfilled. The hopes of the godly will be granted. When the storms of life come, the wicked are whirled away, but the godly have an everlasting foundation or lasting foundation. Lazy people irritate their employers. Preach. Like vinegar to the teeth or smoke in the eyes. Fear of the Lord lengthens one's life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. The hopes of the godly will result in happiness. The expectation of the wicked comes to nothing. The way of the Lord is strong to those with integrity, but it destroys the wicked. The godly will never be disturbed, but the wicked will be removed from the land. The mouth of the godly person gives wise advice, but the tongue that deceives will be cut off. The lips of the godly speak helpful words, but the mouth of the wicked speaks perverse words. Chapter 11. The Lord detests the use of dishonest scales, but he delights in accurate weights. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. And these are all meant to be read separate, like one at a time. So I'm trying to like space them, read and not run them together. Honesty guides good people, and dishonesty destroys treacherous people. Riches won't help on the day of judgment, but right living can save you from death. Preach. The godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath the load of sin. The godliness of people rescue them. The ambition of treacherous people traps them. When the wicked die, their hopes die with them, for they rely only on their feeble strength. The godly are rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked instead. With words, the godless destroy their friends, but knowledge will rescue the righteous. A whole city celebrates when the godly succeed. They shout for joy when the wicked die. Upright citizens are good for a city and make it prosper, but the talk of the wicked tears it apart. It is foolish to belittle one's neighbor. A sensible person keeps quiet. A gossip goes around telling secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. Without wise leadership, a nation falls. There is safety in having many advisors. There's danger in putting up security for a stranger's debt. It's safer not to guarantee another person's debt. No more co-signing on loans. Your mom or dad or friend or family, can you co-sign on this loan for me? Nope, can't do it. I'm just kidding. But seriously, that's what it's saying. A gracious woman gains respect, but ruthless men only gain wealth. Your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. Evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last. Godly people find life, evil people find death. Plain and simple. The Lord detests people with crooked hearts, but he delights in those with integrity. Evil people will surely be punished, but the children of the godly will go free. A beautiful woman who lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. Wow, that's a word. Deep. The godly can look forward to a reward, while the wicked can expect only judgment. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. Oh my goodness. What do you think about that one, chat? Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. People curse those who hoard their grain, but they bless those who sell it in time of need. If you search for good, you'll find favor, but if you search for evil, it will find you. Trust in your money and down you go, but the godly flourish like leaves in the spring. Those who bring trouble in their families inherit the wind. The fool will be a servant to the wise. The seeds of good deeds become trees of life. A wise person wins friends. If the righteous are rewarded here on earth, what will happen to the wicked sinners? Chapter 12. To learn, you must love discipline. It is stupid to hate correction. I have some friends I would like to tell that to. The Lord approves of those who are good, but he condemns those who plan wickedness. Wickedness never brings stability, but the godly have deep roots. A worthy wife is a crown for a husband, but the disgraceful woman is like cancer in his bones. The plans of the godly are just, and the advice of the wicked is treacherous. The words of the wicked are like a murderous ambush, but the words of the godly save lives. The wicked die and disappear, but the family of the godly stands firm. A sensible person wins admiration, but a warped mind is despised. Better to be an ordinary person with a servant than to be a self-important but have no food. What? I don't know what that means. The godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies has no sense. Thieves are jealous of each other's loot, but the godly are well-rooted and bear their own fruit. The wicked are trapped by their own words, but the godly escape such trouble. Wise words bring many benefits, and hard work brings rewards. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. A fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. Wow, that's good. An honest witness tells the truth, and a false witness tells lies. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Truthful words stand the test of time, but lies are soon exposed. Deceit fills hearts that are plotting evil. Joy fills hearts that are planning peace. No harm comes to the godly, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in those who tell truth. The wise don't make a show of their knowledge, but fools broadcast their foolishness. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. Yikes. Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. The godly give advice to their friends. The wicked lead them astray. Lazy people don't even cook the game they catch, but diligent make use of everything they find. The way of the godly leads to life. That path does not lead to death. Chapter 13. This is good, huh? Silence is golden. Amen. A wise child accepts a parent's discipline. A mocker refuses to listen to correction. All right, kids, listen up. Wise words will win you a good meal, but treacherous people have an appetite for violence. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. Yep, that's true. What, baby? I'm live. Lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper. Wow, lazy people want much but get little. The godly hates lies. The wicked cause shame and disgrace. Godliness guards the path of blameless, but the evil are misled by sin. Some who are poor pretend to be rich. Others who are rich pretend to be poor. That's actually so true. The rich can pay a ransom for their lives, but the poor won't even get threatened. The life of the godly is full of light and joy, but the light of the wicked will be snuffed out. Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise. Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappear. Wealth from hard work grows over time. So good. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. People who despise advice are asking for trouble. Those who respect a command will succeed. How many of you see the theme here? Like, don't be a fool, accept advice. The instruction of the wise is like a life-giving fountain. Those who accept it avoid the snares of death. A person with good sense is respected. A treacherous person is headed for destruction. Wise people think before they act. Fools don't, and even brag about their foolishness. An unreliable messenger stumbles into trouble, but a reliable messenger brings healing. If you ignore criticism, you'll end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept correction, you'll be honored. It is pleasant to see dreams come true, but fools refuse to turn from evil to attain them. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Trouble chases sinners while blessing rewards the righteous. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but sinners' wealth passes to the godly. Ooh. A poor person's farm may produce much food, but injustice sweeps it all away. Those who spare the rod of discipline hate their children. Those who love their children care enough to discipline them. All right, so for all you wondering, is it biblical to spank your kids? Well, if you don't discipline your children, you hate them. So let that sink in. If you love your kids, you'll discipline them. The godly eat to their heart's content, but the belly of the wicked goes hungry. And this rod of discipline literally means the rod that they use to, hit the sheep to get them to go the right way. So this doesn't mean like a symbolic rod. This is literally disciplining your kids. This is literally like spanking your kids. Chapter 14, a wise woman builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. Those who follow the right path will fear the Lord. Those who take the wrong path despise him. A fool's proud talks become a rod that beats him, but the words of the wise keep them safe. Without an oxen, a stable stays clean, but you need an ox for a large harvest. An honest witness does not lie. A false witness breathes lies. A mocker seeks wisdom and never finds it, but knowledge comes easily to those with misunderstanding. Stay away from fools, so you won't find knowledge on their lips. The prudent understand where they're going, but fools deceive themselves. Fools make fun of guilt, but the godly acknowledge it and seek reconciliation. Each heart knows its bitterness, and no one can fully share its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the godly will flourish. There's a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. Laughter could conceal a heavy heart, but when the laughter ends, the grief remains. Backsliders get what they deserve. Good people receive their reward. Only simpletons believe everything they're told. The prudent carefully consider their steps. The wise are cautious and avoid danger, and fools plunge with reckless confidence. Short-tempered people do foolish things, and schemers are hated. Simpletons are clothed with foolishness, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Evil people will bow before good people. The wicked will bow at the gates of the godly. The poor are despised even by their neighbors, while the rich have many friends. It is a sin to belittle one's neighbor. Blessed are those who help the poor. If you plan to do evil, you'll be lost. If you plan to do good, you'll receive unfailing love and faithfulness. Work brings profit, but merely talk leads to poverty. Wealth is a crown for the wise. An effort of fools yields only foolishness. A truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is a traitor. Those who fear the Lord are secure. He will take refuge. He will be a refuge for their children. Fear of the Lord is a life-giving fountain. It offers escape from the snares of death. A growing population is a king's glory. A prince without subjects has nothing. People with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like a cancer in the bones. Those who oppress the poor insult their maker, but helping the poor honors him. The wicked are crushed by disaster, but the godly have a refuge when they die. Wisdom is enshrined in an understanding heart. Wisdom is not found among fools. Godliness makes a nation great, but sin is a disgrace to any people. King rejoices in wise servants, but is angry with those who disgrace him. All right, chapter 15. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge appealing, but the mouth of a fool belches out foolishness. The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eye on both the good and evil. Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Only a fool despises a parent's discipline. Whoever learns from correction is wise. There is treasure in the house of the godly, but the earnings of the wicked bring trouble. The lips of the wise give good advice. The heart of a fool has none to give. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but delights in the prayers of the upright. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue godliness. Whoever abandons the right path will be severely disciplined. Whoever hates correction will die. Even death and destruction hold no secrets from the Lord. How much more does he know the human heart? Mockers hate to be corrected, so they stay away from the wise. A glad heart makes a happy face. A broken heart crushes the spirit. A wise person is hungry for knowledge, while the fool only feeds on trash. For the despondent, every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast. Better to have little with the fear of the Lord than have a great treasure in inner turmoil. A bowl of vegetables with someone you love is better than steak with someone you hate. Wow. Hot-tempered person starts fight, a cool-tempered person stops them. A lazy person's way is blocked with briars, but the path of the upright is an open highway. Sensible children bring joy to their father, foolish children despise their mother. Foolishness brings joy to those who have no sense. A sensible person stays on the right path. Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. Everyone enjoys a fitting reply. It is wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. The path of life leads upward for the wise. They leave the grave behind. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he protects the property of the widows. The Lord detests evil plans, but delights in pure words. Greed brings grief to the whole family, but those who hate bribes will live. The heart of the godly thinks carefully before speaking, but the mouth of the wicked overflows with evil words. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. If you listen to constructive criticism, you'll be at home among the wise. If you reject discipline, you only harm yourself. But if you listen to correction, you grow in understanding. Fear of the Lord teaches wisdom. Humility precedes honor. Chapter 16. We can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. The Lord has made everything for his own purposes, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests the proud, for they surely will be punished. Unfailing love and faithfulness make atonement for sin. By fearing the Lord, people avoid evil. When people's lives please the Lord, their enemies are at peace with them. Better to have little with godliness than to be rich and dishonest. We can make our plans, the Lord determines our steps. The king speaks with divine wisdom, but he must never judge unfairly. The Lord demands accurate scales and balances. He sets the standards for fairness. A king detests wrongdoing, for his rule is built on justice. The king is pleased with words from the righteous lips. He loves those who speak honestly. The anger of the king is a deadly threat. The wise will try to appease it. When the king smiles, there's life. His favor refreshes like a spring rain. How much better to get wisdom than gold and good judgment than silver? The path of the virtuous leads away from evil. Whoever follows that path is safe. Pride goes before destruction and haughtiness before a fall. Better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. Those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust the Lord will be joyful. The wise are known for their understanding, and pleasant words are persuasive. Discretion is a life-giving fountain. Those who possess it, but discipline is wasted on fools. From a wise mind comes wise speech. The words of the wise are persuasive. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. There's a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. It is good for workers to have an appetite, an empty stomach drives them on. Scoundrels create trouble. Their words are destructive blaze. There's that word scoundrels again. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Back on task. Amen, Katie. Violent people mislead their companions, leading them down a harmful path. With narrowed eyes, people plot evil. With a smirk, they plan their mischief. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It's a gain by living a godly life. So for all of you with gray hair in the chat, gray hair is a crown of glory. You don't got to keep dyeing your hair. Just be blessed. Better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. We may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. Chapter 17. Better a dry crust eaten in peace than a house filled with feasting and conflict. A wise servant will rule over the master's disgraceful son and will share the inheritance of the master's children. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip. Little pay close attention to slander. Liars. Those who mock the poor insult their maker. Those who rejoice at the misfortune of others will be punished. Grandchildren are the crowning glory of the aged parents, are the pride of their children. Eloquent words are not fitting for a fool, even less are lies fitting for a ruler. A bribe is like a lucky charm. Whoever gives one will prosper. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. A single rebuke does more for a person of understanding than 100 lashes on the back of a fool. Evil people are eager for rebellion, but they will be severely punished. It's safer to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than to confront a fool caught in foolishness. If you repay good with evil, evil will never leave your house. Starting a quarrel is like opening a floodgate, so stop before a dispute breaks out. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent both are detestable to the Lord. It is senseless to pay to educate a fool, since he has no heart for learning. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in a time of need. It's poor judgment to guarantee another person's debt or put up security for a friend. Anyone who loves to quarrel loves sin. Anyone who trusts in high walls invites disaster. The crooked heart will not prosper. The lying tongue tumbles into trouble. It is painful to be the parent of a fool. There's no joy for the father of a rebel. Preach. Cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. The wicked take secret bribes to pervert the course of justice. Sensible people keep their eyes glued on wisdom, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. Foolish children bring grief to their father and bitterness to the one who gave them birth. It is wrong to punish the godly for being good or to flog leaders for being honest. A truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even tempered. Even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouths shut, they seem intelligent. Chapter 18. Unfriendly people only care about themselves. They lash out at common sense. Fools have no interest in understanding. They only want to air their own opinions. Doing wrong leads to disgrace, and scandalous behavior brings contempt. Wise words are like deep waters. Wisdom flows from the wise like a bubbling brook. It is not right to acquit the guilty or deny justice to the innocent. Fools' words get them into constant quarrels, for they're asking for a beating. The mouth of fools are ruined. They trap themselves with their lips. Rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into one's heart. A lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. The rich think of their wealth as a strong defense. They imagine it as a high wall of safety. Haughtiness goes before destruction. Humility precedes honor. Spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. The human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear a crushed spirit? Intelligent people are always ready to learn. Their ears are open for knowledge. Giving a gift can open doors. It gives access to important people. The first to speak in court sounds right until the cross-examination begins. Flipping a coin can end arguments. It settles disputes between powerful opponents. An offended friend is harder to win back than a fortified city. Arguments can separate friends like a gate locked with bars. Wow, that is a word. Wise words satisfy like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. The man who finds a wife finds a treasure, and he receives favor from the Lord. The poor plead for mercy, the rich answer with insults. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. Chapter 19. Better to be poor and honest than dishonest and a fool. Enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistake. People ruin their lives by their own foolishness, and they are angry at the Lord. Wealth makes many friends. Poverty drives them all away. A false witness will not go unpunished, nor a liar escape. Many seek favors from a ruler. Everyone is a friend of a person who gives gifts. The relatives of the poor despise them. How much more will their friends avoid them? Though the poor plead with them, their friends are gone. To acquire wisdom is to love yourself. People who cherish understanding will prosper. A false witness will not go unpunished, and a liar will be destroyed. It isn't right for a fool to live in luxury or a slave to rule over princes. Sensible people try to control their temper. They earn respect by overlooking wrongs. The king's anger is like a lion's roar, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish child is a calamity to a father. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as a dripping, constant dripping. Wow. Thank God I don't have that. Fathers can give their sons an inheritance of houses and wealth, but only the Lord can give an understanding wife. Lazy people sleep soundly, but idleness leaves them hungry. Keep the commandments and keep your life. Despise them leads to death. If you help the poor, you're lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. Ooh, that's a good one. Save that. Discipline your children while there's hope. Otherwise, you'll ruin their lives. Telling you what, this is so true. Discipline your kids while there's hope. Hot-tempered people must pay the penalty. If you rescue them once, you'll have to do it again. Get all the advice and instruction you can so you'll be wise the rest of your life. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. Loyalty makes a person attractive. It's better to be poor than dishonest. Fear of the Lord leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm. Lazy people take food in their hand, but don't even lift to their mouth. If you punish a mocker, the simple-minded will learn a lesson. If you correct the wise, they'll all be the wiser. Children who mistreat their father or chase away their mother are an embarrassment and a public disgrace. If you stop listening to instruction, my child, you'll turn your back on knowledge. A corrupt witness makes a mockery of justice. The mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. Punishment is made for mockers, and the backs of fools are made to be beaten. Wine produces mockers. Alcohol leads to brawls. Those led astray by drink cannot be wise. The king's fury is like a lion's roar. To rouse his anger is to risk your life. Avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. Those too lazy to plow in the right season will have no food at the harvest. Though good advice lies deep within the heart, a person with understanding will draw it out. Many will say they are loyal friends, but who can find one who's truly reliable? The godly will walk with integrity. Blessed are the children who follow them. When a king sits in judgment, he weighs all the evidence, distinguishing the bad from good. Who can say, I've cleansed my heart, I'm pure from and free from sin? False weights and unequal measures, the Lord detests double standards of every kind. Even children are known by the way they act, whether their conduct is pure or whether it is right. Ears to hear and eyes to see, both are gifts from the Lord. If you love sleep, you'll end in poverty. Keep your eyes open and there will be plenty to eat. The buyer haggles over the price, saying it's worthless, then brags about getting a bargain. Wise words are more valuable than much gold and many rubies. Get security from someone who guarantees a stranger's debt. Get a deposit if he does it for foreigners. Stolen bread tastes sweet, but it turns to gravel in the mouth. Plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without wise advice. Gossip goes around telling secrets, so don't hang out with chatterers. If you insult your father or mother, your light will be snuffed out in total darkness. An inheritance is obtained too early in life is not a blessing in the end. Don't say, I'll get even for this wrong. Wait for the Lord to handle the matter. The Lord detests double standards. He's not pleased with dishonest scales. The Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? Don't trap yourself by making a rash promise to God, only later counting the costs. A wise king scatters the wicked like wheat, but runs with threshing will over them. The Lord's light penetrates the human spirit, exposing every hidden motive. Unfailing love and faithfulness protect the king. His throne is made secure through love. The glory of the young is their strength. The gray hair of experience is the splendor of the old. Physical punishment cleanses away evil. Such discipline purifies the heart. Okay, so again, for those of you that are like, when it's talking about the rod, it just means to guide your kids. Physical punishment cleanses away evil. Such discipline purifies the heart. I think I'm going to get off this and go spank my kids. Just kidding. I'm joking. It's a joke. We are done. I'm kidding, guys. Chill. We are done, guys, today. Day, is it 47? I think it's 47. Yes, it is 47. Book of Proverbs. Coming in strong. Always so good. Appreciate every single one of you. At 530 people on here, which is amazing. I appreciate everyone you being on the journey with me. I can't believe we're still going. I mean, I figured we would be, but just every single day, it's definitely a lot. You remember every single day to be doing this at 2 o'clock, but it's beneficial. It's rewarding. It's awesome. I love it. I'm very excited that you guys are here with me and we're doing it together. So it's been good. We will be live again tomorrow, of course, at 2 p.m. And because we're live every day at 2 p.m. for 90 days. After the 90 days is up, I don't know what we're going to do. We'll figure something out. We'll still be doing the Monday teachings, of course, and the Tuesday podcast, and then figure out what we're going to do. Probably still the Thursday streams, but appreciate you guys so much. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome. Someone said read more. This is tomorrow's reading. We can't get ahead of ourselves, all right? Someone said run justice. But I appreciate all of you. Tomorrow's going to be good. We'll be finishing the book of Proverbs tomorrow. And yeah, it's fun. Love you guys all. Thank you guys for being here. I see you all in the chat. You guys are amazing. I'm going to get off here because I got a bunch of stuff to get done. I love you all. Appreciate you guys. And I'll see you. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.